the next kin is another one. I think it's the last kin on the Haruge of the Crusaders. One or two Nakudas general. I mean, first of all, the lie that, you know, that they are, that this was done, that the desire to bring other people to their Muna comes mikoyach a tremendous rachmanis and ava, to have people see the oir of their emes. There's no greater sheker than the Crusaders have proven. That, I mean, it comes from nothing, but it's because they know that as long as, you know, Ben Yishai Chai, their religion is a sheker, comes from nothing but that, comes from a lot of animal instincts and a lot of chisus. But there's something, and the kinness of people giving their children away so that they shouldn't become tame, converted, is extraordinary. There's one Tosefos, I think, that somehow makes even more poignant. There's a tshuva in Maharami Rotenberg where someone asked him that he killed his wife and children so that they shouldn't fall in Shevi. And someone had told him, I guess, or I don't know where the question came from, that maybe it was wrong of him to do it. Does he need a kapara for it? It's incredible. If you think of a shy like that, it's mavhil that a person could make mesiras nefesh that is beyond words, and mesiras nefesh that we only have a koyach to do it because of Yitzchak and the Akedah, because Avram did it, and that's where we have Mushash. And yet a person wasn't sure that it was right, and he goes back and asks a shayla on it. The godless hanefesh of Klal Yisrael is incredible. It's something to be misbeinen on. That on the one hand, the koyach hanefesh to make a krava that no one else could imagine, and yet a person needs to know, was it right? And maybe I need a kapara, like it says, you know, your tainis needs a tainis, yesh a tainis la tainis. It's koichas nefesh that are beyond words, and that's what Klal Yisrael displayed in such terrible circumstances.